We're gonna play a little tribute to our neighborhood boy. I was Jewish.
He's a Jewish fan. I didn't know.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
What's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. What's going on, guys?
What's going on? What's going on, More?
Right.
Music. What's going on in the studios?
Thursday, October 6th, and we welcome back Olin. All right, man.
Hey, thank you.
We're glad to have you back, man.
Glad to be here.
I miss you guys. Oh. Yeah, man. Yeah, we're going to talk to you about some stuff you got going on. You're going to play some songs again, man. I can't wait for that.
Great, man. Thank you for having us back.
Yeah, I was hearing you guys warm up a little bit, man. It sounds fucking bad, dude.
You're fighting already?
Yeah. It reminds me of my band. Well, cool, man. You know what? Let's take a break and play a couple things, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod.
I speak to Solomon.
I'm sorry, he's not in. Can I take a message?
What time he gets home?
He gets home around 7:30.
7:30?
Yes.
Let me speak to him. Hello?
Yes.
Let me speak to him.
How can you speak to him? It's not 7:30 yet.
No, he's there. I know it. You're lying all the time. I know he's there.
May I know who's calling?
Huh? Hello? This is Singh.
Who?
Singh.
Who's Singh?
His friend.
Oh, can you give me his first name?
Huh?
Can you give me his first name?
That's me.
Yeah, can you give me your first name?
Amud.
I'm sorry, he's not in, he's at work.
He's not at work. He's there.
Look, mister.
What?
Okay?
What?
I'm telling that he's not here, miss. He's not here.
He's there. It means he's there. I know it. You're lying all the time.
Get lost.
You're lying. Hello?
Yes.
You're lying. Why are you lying?
Why should I lie?
I don't know. That's my question.
Why should I lie?
I don't know.
Can you see through your phone that he's there?
Yes. No, I see through my window. I live right next door.
What do you mean by you live right next door?
Right next door. I see in the window he's dancing naked in the restroom.
Fuck you.
What?
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Suleiman?
May I know who's calling?
This is Amud Singh.
Amud Singh?
Yeah.
Okay, he's fucking your mother in the bathroom. You want to talk to him?
No. Let him finish.
What the fuck are you?
I just want to talk to Suleiman.
Well, he's fucking your mother. How can
Why do you talk like that? Why do you talk like that?
Well, why you are asking me to...
Hey, I don't be mean to you. I don't.
Then why don't you give me your phone number and he can give you a call?
I'm not going to give you my phone number, bitch.
Then fuck your
then
mother.
Fuck your mother.
Fuck you. Okay?
No. Fuck you.
Why don't you go and fuck your mother yourself?
You are my mother.
Fucking you son of a bitch.
What?
Who do you think you are?
I am...
Okay, you're calling here other people?
I am Allah.
Like that?
I am Allah. I'm testing you. You're going to go to hell.
Oh, you are Allah?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Can you give me a rent right now? Let me see from my window. Fucking you son of a bitch.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
May I speak to Suleiman? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
May I speak to Suleiman?
No, no, who's calling?
Well, this is Steve.
There's no Suleiman here.
Who?
There's no nobody with this name.
Suleiman. Yeah, See, I work with him. This is Suleiman Begani's residence, isn't it?
Okay, your name is?
Steve.
Steve?
Yeah, Steve Davidson.
Oh, Suleiman doesn't stay here now.
Where did he go?
They already shifted to Ontario.
Ontario?
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you happen to have the number there?
No, sorry, I don't have that number.
How come you're lying to me?
You fucking man, I don't have that number, okay?
You're lying.
What the heck are you saying?
What? You're lying to me.
I'm not lying.
Yes, you are.
I am not lying, and I am not Suleiman's wife, okay?
You're lying. Liar.
You are a liar, you fucking man.
What?
You try to call me next time here. Honest to God, I'm telling you, I'm calling the police.
Why you say that?
Why are you disturbing us then?
I want to speak to Suleiman.
I told you that he's not in. Give me your phone number and he'll give you a call.
Shut up. I don't give you my phone number.
Then why are you calling us here?
Shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Why should I shut up?
Because you shut up.
Fucking you son of a bitch.
What?
You son of a bitch.
I don't know.
Your mother is a bitch. She's a malaya and she's standing in the road. And my husband is the one who's fucking him.
What?
Fuck you.
What do you say to me?
What? You are mother John.
What is bitch? I don't know what is bitch.
You don't know bitch?
No.
Your mother is fucking all the men. That's called a bitch.
Oh. Then you are bitch.
I'm not.
You are bitch.
I'm not. You son of a bitch.
What
are you here?
You have a foul mouth.
If you want to talk to my husband, I'll give you his phone number and call him and see what he wants to talk to you.
What's the phone number?
You want the phone number?
Yes.
Okay. It's 598-91-29. Yes. Call him and see what you're getting from him.
Uh-huh.
You son of a bitch.
You are bitch.
Fucking idiot.
You are idiot.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row.
Arlo and Mr. T's. If you want to call in at the skidrow.la, it's 1-800-893-9562.
All right, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We have Olin in studio. Yeah, man, these guys are tuning up, and Scott just comes to me and says, you know what, we're just going to come out swinging, man. So I guess you guys are going to bust a song for us right now, right? What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear a song called Evangeline, written by Luis Perez and David Hidalgo, and we'll talk all about it, but we're going to try to play their song right now.
All right, cool, man. Live on the More Music Radio Pod. Olin. Looks like we already got a phone call. Uh-oh. All right, caller, you are live with Olin on the More Music Radio Pod.
What's cracking?
Hey, what's going on? Who this is?
This is Brown Willow from Brown Town Losers. What's cracking?
Hey, what's going on, man? Is this Citric?
No, this is Brown Willow. I'm here with Citric, though.
Oh, hey, tell Citric and say what's up, man. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Enjoying just listening to your shit, man.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, man, what'd you think about Evangeline, man?
Yeah, it's like pretty tight, eh? I like the sound, man.
Thanks, man.
I mean, you know, we...
Hey, man, Brown Town Looters, man. The Mormons and Brown Town Looters played at Mahoney's a long time ago at City of Industry right there.
We remember performing with you guys back in the day at Mahoney's and shit.
Yeah, man.
Like they're fucking, you guys are like, just like Mormons are rocking out, you know. it's all good, baby.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got to hook up again, man. You guys should come down and bust some stuff.
One of you guys jacked the white dude in the bed.
Hey, what? Is that a picture or what? Hold on. I put a picture on the line.
All right, cool.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hello. This is Vince.
Oh, just very chilling, man. It's fucking Citric, man.
Hey, man. Long time no talk, man.
Yeah, man. It's good hearing from you guys, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for tuning in and listening, man. Yeah, you just heard Olin.
No doubt, man.
What's that now?
I said, no doubt, man. You know, fucking, you know, good looking on the link, homie, you know?
Yeah, man. Thanks, dude. Hey, you got a show too, right? You got a show tomorrow. You do a hip hop show.
Yeah, we do like a straight like hip hop show, man. From you know they paint all the fucking shit from the '80s, nineties, 2000s, and now you know like just you know like all underground hip hop, mainstream hip hop, but you know like real hip hop, so not like the fake shit that's out, you know, right now, you know.
Yeah, man.
You know, some real shit, man. But we go live it from fucking 7 to. Tonight on
LARadioTV.com. Oh, cool, man. Yeah, I'm going to check that out tomorrow, man.
Yeah,
everybody check it out, too. Hey, man, yeah, dude, and it's good to hear that you're still, like, doing music and stuff, but I saw you in a couple movies, man. I saw you in Idiocracy.
Yeah, man, that was me in Idiocracy.
Man,
this guy's an IMBD.
Yeah, man. It was cool, man. We turned on that movie, and I'm like, hey, man, I know that guy from somewhere, man.
They
slapped the wig on you. What was your character again?
Yeah, they fucking they put
is that puppet or little puppet?
Shit, man.
Hey, what was your character's name again? I forgot.
Oh, the Secretary of Defense.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, we saw you in Harsh Times, man. Too, man. Remember that?
Yeah, in Harsh Times, I played fucking Casper.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
Yeah, with Christian Bale and Freddie Rodriguez.
Yeah, you got blasted in that movie too, huh?
Yeah, man. Everybody always trips out when they see that movie. I run into people and they go, "Hey, that was a bad movie. Ain't too bad you got blasted on."
Yeah, man. I was hoping you weren't going to get blasted, but I was like, nah, he's going to get blasted. Watch.
After the wig, right? You're like, oh, shit.
Well, cool, man. It's good talking to you, man. Maybe we can get you in over here, man. You're doing a Pueblo Cafe right now, right?
Yeah, right now. Yeah, we're still doing music, man. We're doing, you know, stuff as Pueblo Cafe, but we're still rapping, you know, Block Royal, you know, fucking Luda Family, you know, But Brownstown, we haven't really been doing nothing. Just as Pueblo Cafe, you know, we've just been marketing to the straight Latino market right now, you know?
Oh, cool, man. Yeah, man, come down, man. We'll drink a few beers.
All right, yeah, man. I mean, you know, whenever you guys are available, maybe next week or whatever, you know, it's cool. Just let me know.
All right, cool, man. Yeah, dude, I'll give you a call, man.
All right, man.
Hey, man, good talking to you, man. Thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod, dude. I'll be checking you out tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, yeah, no, you guys got some dope shit, man. We were fucking cracking up over here on the little sketches and shit, man.
Oh, yeah, those were crank calls that myself and my two other friends used to do when we were like 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, no, that shit was tight, man. We were rolling over here, man.
Cool, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it, dude.
Yeah, you guys keep it up, man. You guys are doing good shit right there, man. So, you know.
Hey, thanks, man. We're going to be playing some Browntown Looters later on in the set, too, man. So, right. Keep
right,
listening,
cool,
dude. All right, then, Citric.
All right, cool, man. All right, man. What's up? You know, everybody in the studio there, man. And I hope you see you guys.
Brassos, well, man. Thank you, brother.
All right,
keep
then.
Keep it up. Keep
right,
it up.
Man. Later on, dude.
All right, peace.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, man. Talk to a movie star, dude.
Yeah, right on.
Oh, man, that was weird. I was like, man, that's fucking cool. He has a SAG card and everything, dude. And a speaking role.
Really? In serio?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, we have Olin in studio, man. We got distracted with the phone calls, man. It's cool to get phone calls here and again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we were excited.
But, yeah, man. So, tell us about that song, man, Evangeline. You guys are working on something.
Right, right. She, her name is Evangeline, the Queen of Make-Believe. We're working on a play right now, so we just kind of came down to play some of the music. And hopefully, you know, we kind of took you back to 1967, because that's when that song is supposed to be played live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're doing another period piece. Like, we work in theater every so often and get to do these kind of cool L.A. stories. And this one takes place... 1967 in East Los and West Side, basically LA.
Well, that's cool, man.
And so Evangeline, these guys will tell you one of these days. Evangeline is is the main character, and she check us out. She's a young lady who comes from a typical East Los family. You know, parents came across the border. You know, back in the early part of the 20th century, and started a family in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and. And,
so what's up with this chick? She's like the star of the play. She must have something going on.
She's got everything, man. And she goes off to an audition as if she, you know, anybody goes to an audition, man. You know, just to dance, you know, or just to go out and try theater or the arts is hard even now, you know. Although with fucking shows like what I just left the house and there was like, you know, some fucking talent show that was on. What was it?
There's like a new one with that one British dude,
I think it's
right?
Fucking easier than ever now. Fuck. But, yeah. But back in 1967, man, you know, trying to get, you know, on the three channels that were on TV was a little bit of a challenge.
Randy wants to say something. What's up, man?
I want to hear your fondest memory of the Gong Show.
The Gong Show. Man, you know what? That I had to watch like reruns because
Unknown comic? Okay.
All right, the unknown comic.
I think I saw the Doobie Brothers on there, man, but I could be wrong.
What was your favorite That's Incredible?
Oh, shit. That's Incredible. Fran Tarkenton? That's all I remember.
No, I think Stacey Peralta or someone was skating on there.
That was amazing.
You know.
I like the ghost ones.
All right. Yes, we've been working on the play Evangeline, but we haven't really read the script. So when I hear the full story, we'll let you know. We're actually fortunate to be able to do it. You know, Luis Perez and Teresa and Rose Portillo. They're writing the script. They're still writing the script, and we're doing the play in a week. But the story has been there, and it's written pretty much by Luis Perez, who wrote the song Evangeline, and it's a Los Lobos song.
Oh, that's cool, man.
And if you had to describe what the play is about, it's about, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, no matter where. I mean, so it's a universal theme, and it seems to work because it's something we all go through.
You were saying she had like a double life or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, here she is. Actually, the character's 19 years old.
She hot or what?
She's fucking super smoking hot, dude.
Yeah?
And yeah, that's who Evangeline is. So she lives in East Los, and somehow there's some family turmoil going on. The old man just died, and you know, they got to make some dough, you know? Somehow, she's so hot, because, you know, beauty in this town, you know.
Sex sells, right?
Right, you mm-hmm. know, and sure enough, back then, imagine, again, we're talking about the three channels that were on, you know, that were available back in the late 60s or any time before, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. You know, there was only a couple shows that were on. In fact, there was programs aimed right towards the youth, just kind of like VH1 or MTV took off in the 80s. During the 60s, there were these kind of variety shows that happened between 3 and 5 o'clock, right? And so kids would get home and they would see, you know, the latest dance, the latest, you know, kind of groove, and it was kind of more of a pop kind of thing. There was the undercurrents of the 60s music kind of happened beneath the veneer of these pop shows that were on TV at the time. So Evangeline, she's a typical kid, watches these programs, and she's got the gift for just, you know, bringing out a huge persona on stage that attracts people. You know, she's you know.
So it's kind of like Hairspray, but with a hot chick instead of a chubby one, right?
I haven't even seen Hairspray, but is that what her story is?
It's a John Waters movie, at least, and I can say that.
Didn't mention she happens to be a go-go dancer, so.
All right.
Yeah,
that's her double life, right? She has like a straight persona, and then like in the nighttime, she gets all freaky.
Yeah, so musically, we have to kind of approach it that way and see if we can interpret their songs a little bit, try to capture some of the go-go dance and music.
How many songs are you going to play in the play?
As little as we have to, but as many as they tell us to do. So right now we have a good maybe 8 songs, because maybe like four full songs and the rest kind of like under this. All the music is by Luis Perez and David Hidalgo for all the scenes. So anything from their book, we might have to do. Their music is always kind of painted these huge pictures. You know, their music kind of goes beyond the actual recorded music. So it lends itself to painting these stories.
Mm-hmm.
One song, one Lobo song could do that. But
how does it feel to be working with your idols?
We haven't met him yet. We meet him on Monday. Okay. We're scared shitless, man.
Oh, really? You're scared? Why? No, you think he's going to be a dick, huh? And then you're going to be like, oh, man.
I knew it.
I hate when that happens, man.
I told this guy that after we work with them, our cycle will be complete. You know?
That's true. I forgot what why and how. Maybe you can explain.
Okay, well, look at, you know, like, this band is... has so much basis on Los Lobos, East LA roots, hill type music.
Right.
I mean, like, they live, you know, grew up like two blocks away from them. Same story.
Yeah.
Same visions, you know, everything they talk about. And like, when we write our songs, like 10 years later, it's like a identical reflection, just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I was telling Scott one day, I go, you know what, after we work with them, we can like almost like complete a cycle, like, you know, where we began.
Right.
And like, hopefully after this, you know, we're gonna...
Oh, that's great, man. That's great, man.
That was that.
So you guys are kind of nervous, huh? So you guys are gonna meet him and like play the songs for him and stuff, or what?
Sucks, huh? fuck. Yeah. It's the worst, man. We didn't know what I got ourselves into, but it's it gives us a chance to tell, you know, we like to do these plays that tell these, you know, L.A. story or take place in L.A., you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're deeply L.A. stories. Sometimes they're mostly in theater, it's the human story. You know, it's what it's all about, you know, and hopefully these people will come out to the shows we're doing at the Autry. In fact, we're going to do three shows at the Autry Museum right off the 5 Freeway, and the dates are Wednesday, October 19th, Thursday, October 20th, and Friday, October 21st, all 7:30. You know where the Autry Museum is?
Yeah. It's on my way to work, actually. I pass it all the time, man.
That's right. You're working on it most. But yeah, what we're going to do, guys, is we're just, you know, we're calling it a Lobos play, but what it really is a production. And there's a company, Teresa Chavez and Rose Portillo, who have this production company that puts on plays and have been putting on plays for 20 years about productions.
Mm.
And they've been doing it and doing it and doing it. And in fact, Evangeline has been alive, you know, a couple years, and there's been two, you know, a couple of the vatos had it before us. so we're the third vatos up there to get her. But we're gonna treat her right, you know.
We're gonna
rock her though. We're gonna fucking
treat
rock
her like a lady.
No.
Yeah, man. Fucking. You know, I always say, man, I gotta get out to the theater more, man. I really like to check that out, man. You know what? Leave the back door open. Let me know when it's open.
Precisely. You know, and you know, I'll
just walk in like I
want to give
place.
This to you, Vince. You know, we were here on the on this podcast in June, right? Middle of June.
Yeah,
and then, you know, and we're not playing a whole bunch right now. We're in a different mode, you know. Raising families and whatnot, and so we've only had a couple shows in this year compared to, you know, the typical hectic, like, fucking, you know,
right,
thing we have done for 17 years. But you're at our shows and you're you know, promoting your things that you're doing. But I appreciate the support, seeing you out there, man.
Hey, man, no problem, man. My pleasure. My pleasure. All right. Thanks.
Thank you,
man.
Our gracious host.
I needed
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. You don't know how much
then,
I need that.
And then to invite us up again to pitch our wares and stuff. Thank you. But again, so we're doing a play called Evangeline, the Queen of Make Believe, and it's written by Rose Portillo, Teresa Chavez, and Luis Perez. About Productions is putting this all together. This particular thing we're doing that we're pitching right now in the end of October is going to be done at the Autry. But this is an excerpt. The play itself premieres next year
Oh, okay.
A block away at LATC. We're gonna do. I think it's like a. By the way, guys, watch the band's face when I tell them it's gonna be a 24 show, but it's gonna be like a 6-week commitment.
Wow, man.
Mutiny.
You said 22.
Yeah, you broke it to him here, man, on the show. Thanks,
so,
dude. All
but it's right. Gonna be at LATC, and so we're doing an excerpt. It's a piece of a play, and only for a couple of nights. It's a unique thing to experience because it's we've only had this gig for what, a few weeks, boys. You know, we just jumped on to this thing.
Wow, man,
and kind of forced our way in, actually. But it's part of an art show at the Autry Museum. This thing is called Art Along the Hyphen. They have like this thing where they, you know, allow. No, I can't say allow Chicanos in there, but it's a Chicano show, which is always kind of cool. And there's a whole bunch of things going on. In fact, I don't know. You guys ever seen the movie The Exiles?
No.
Oh man, brother, Angel knows about it.
Who's in that?
It's in 1961, and it's all these Native American heads in Bunker Hill, man. It's a Bukowski scene if you've ever seen one. You ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh man, it's great. So this is part of the exhibit. Evangeline is part of the exhibit, but the movie The Exiles, it's just like about like cool low life in Bunker Hill before it was all like knocked down.
Yeah, and, yeah.
For ironically, where we were hanging out, Grand Performance,
yeah, yeah,
California Plaza,
yeah.
Those ghosts are with us, man. Anyway, so this play is a big thing. We're just jumping on to something that's already going, and hopefully they don't, you know.
Oh man, so you sound kind of nervous about it. So is it, you guys been working hard?
No.
You're just gonna go and play in front of your idol.
Yeah, well, why don't we play another one by our idols?
Yeah, you guys want to play another song?
We're rehearsing a little bit and
perfect,
and working,
man,
on these tunes that we haven't quite perfected, but we're gonna interpret them and play them our way.
Fuck it, man, go balls out! Let's do. All right, everybody, Olin live on the More Music Radio Pod.
All right, folks, you're listening to Olin. We do A Matter of Time.
So this song in the play comes at a pretty important time. It's an important song. I want to say one thing about all the lyrics and music that we're going to be doing for the play is that they are poetry. And this particular song is about, and it's a, again, about the immigrant experience. And so yeah, but with the California kind of twang to it.
All right. One, two, three.
Speak softly. Don't wake me, baby. Come and hold me once more before I have to leave.
I can't be right. Right. Sorry, Louis.
Dude, that was fucking nice, man.
Luis Perez wrote them lyrics, and he's scribbling away on a pad right now, thinking.
He's writing the next scene.
He's doing it. I mean, it's his music, so basically, he had us step in so he can concentrate on the writing. You know, I mean, he can do the whole band thing in his sleep. You know?
Yeah,
So, you know,
well, I mean, it must mean something, you know. I mean, the guy's like been in music for all these years. No, I think it has a lot to say for you know, your reputation and stuff through the years, man. I've always loved you guys, man. Like, it's so good to have you guys in. So anyway, man,
let's
take a quick break and play a couple more songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod with Olin.
More. Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California, at skidrow.la.
Listen to the dirt as they fall upon your casket. Listen to the flowers that they fall upon your graveside. Lay in my casket, staring at the wood. Just me and Raymond, 6 feet deep. We try to scream, we try to shout. Ain't nobody gonna listen. Nobody would. We'll be right back.
to Ichi Hapyaku Yakuza Kugoroni.
Listen, I came to my house the other day, and there was a ballpark sitting right there. Crazy,
oh, for real? Oh, shit.
For real.
I had a dream one time that I couldn't run fast, and people were chasing me.
I had a dream.
It's a good one. No, but say, yeah. I dreamt the other day that I got shot right here. Right here.
Oh, shit. Little, that sucks.
Did you die? No.
I hear that's a bad thing if you die in your dreams, and I've been killed a couple times in my dreams, man.
No, I just flew like Spider-Man and shit.
Supernatural. Yeah, man. The zombie dreams. You guys have zombie dreams?
No.
Never.
Oh, man. Those are good, man.
Protected.
Yeah, man.
No zombies.
I'm not scared of zombies.
And I never did until I
yeah, they're slow. It's just, but it's kind of like one or two of them at a time you can handle, but like a whole crowd of them, you know, and it's like you got to think about, you can't be firing gunshots because they'll hear it and the whole crowd will come after you and stuff. Pretty crazy. Just scary, like, dreams. I got bit a couple times.
Like, might as well have sex with the zombie. Just be part of him, you know?
Yeah.
Let yourself.
Wow. Just, you know, just be sure you have a bottle of Purell to put on your pito afterwards.
Use it as lube.
So, yeah, man, we've been hanging out with Olin. We've been hearing some music, man. It sounds fucking great, dude. Sounds fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
I don't know what to say.
It's an Olin-themed More Music Radio pod tonight, man. I've been looking forward to it.
Well, you know, the last time we were here was the first time, but that kind of left a good impression on us, actually, to come and share the table with you and you know, talk about the scene that we're still a part of. And
yeah, man. What do you think about the scene, man?
You know what? The music scene will always be a music scene, and as long as there is a music scene, I'm happy there's a music scene, you know?
Yeah. What are some of the bands you like that are playing to
Can I plug one in right now?
Yeah,
can I plug
one in?
Exile and Blue at the Airliner right now.
Oh, it's happening right now?
I missed it.
Oh, shit.
I like the Shagrats.
Maybe we could call them up and see if we could hear them in the background, man. We can get the number to the Airliner and see if they played.
They're playing right now.
Yeah, but do you know those guys?
Fader's cool too.
Well, I know. Yeah, like my friend got in with the chinky eye guys, the ones, you know, they throw it. So,
yeah, man, we can call them up if you want, man. If we can see if we can get them on the line too, man. We'll look up the number to the Airliner. So cool, man. You guys are gonna play another song, or what you got going on?
Yeah, man. We'll
you guys look like ready.
We'll play another song for you. But we wanted to plug one more show. On the 21st, I believe.
No, this is going to be in our neighborhood, Boyle Heights.
That's right, Boyle Heights.
October, Saturday, October 22nd, 9 p.m. And this is going down at Old Salon, old place that we used to score blow and get hookers at. It was called the Leon Doro back in the day.
Just blow, man.
Okay. Back in the day when we were in kindergarten. No, it's an old ballroom that I hear stories about. I've even heard these old tales about, you know, guys meeting, you know, dancing with women with hooved, you know, like these devil chick. I mean, it's like these urban legends going on about this place.
All right, this place is on First Street. It's called Salon de la Plaza. It's 1866. Saturday, it is the 22nd. We're playing with the Shag Rats.
Oh, cool. Olin. You were telling me about those guys.
That's right. And Wild Pink Horse, too. And these guys are doing... And you know what? The coolest thing about the music they're playing is they're not really trying to do it. It's kind of like their skill level, but it sounds like the thing that we're trying to sound like, which is this, you know, 60s garage...
Garage rock.
That's kind of cool. It's actually refreshing to see some kids fucking capture a piece of music that was jamming, you know, at that time, and mm-hmm. and to do it, and that's cool. You know? It swings.
Yeah, that's what I was telling these guys. Like, there's always gonna be different scenes, no matter what era you are. You know, like the '60s, you probably had the mods and rockers and all kinds of stuff going on, right?
The Vietnamers and versus the non-Vietnamers. Yeah, yeah, man.
So like, in that case, like, so what scene do you guys, like, fit into? Like, what are the, you know, I'm trying to figure out what scene my band fits into nowadays. You know?
As of next week, we're doing theater, man. And another week, we're playing Irish music. And another week, we're doing somebody's cool Jewish wedding. And the thing is, our scene is where it takes us, and we don't really have one. So that's...
It's the L.A. scene.
Yeah, you guys are beyond L.A. scene.
But at the same time, that's kind of always been the way it's been, but not really. When we first started in 94, what happened is we hooked up with like this whole Silver Lake scene. Mm-hmm. We were kind of completely different from that scene. And that scene now has completely gone, I believe, because the music that's coming out of there is not as fucking balls fucking to the wall as it used to be.
Right.
What they're
kind of wishy-washy.
Music is still good, though, but like they choose to fucking book, you know, horrible shit. But good music is there and even better. You know, it's all out there.
Yeah. Yeah, the stuff that's like, you know, getting the good shows is kind of like pussy music, actually. You know?
Yeah.
And just like pussy
you
fucking
say it like it's
wishy.
A bad thing, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, there's pussy music is called for, you know, like when your heart is broken and, you know, you're sad and you want to play some, you know, sad sap fucking music or something, you know, but fuck, man. I mean, where are all the fucking rock bands, you know, the fucking kick you in the fucking stomach fucking rock
music?
Well,
check them out. One of them, they're called the Shag Rats.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're doing this real 60s.
Lobos have been doing it for 40 years.
Hell yeah. So there's still some fucking good music out there, true. It's just because people are coming into LA and they're like taking a look at the, you know, what's going on right now. And like, I just don't want them to get the wrong impression. You know what I mean? Not everybody's a fucking douchebag here.
True that. That's why you should come to see the Shag Rats Saturday, October 22 with Olin, Salon de la Plaza, 1866 East 1st Street, 9003. It's in Boyle Heights. It is.
Cool, man. I want to check that shit out. All right. What do you guys have in store for us, man?
We're going to rehearse another tune, I believe.
All right.
Or no. We're going to do...
I'm glad that we can help you out with the rehearsal spot.
I know. Drunk. Thanks for leading in with that the voodoo song by the Voodoos, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. That reminds me. We're playing with Voodoo Glow Skulls, man. I told you about that, right? We're really excited.
I don't listen every week, and you haven't been plugging it every week for 2 months.
I might have mentioned it once or twice, you know.
Where is this going to be, brother?
This is going to be at Alex's Bar on October 22nd. Yeah, over in Long Beach.
That's going to rage, man. You know, that shit.
Yeah, man, we get to play with Voodoo Glow Skulls. I remember when we were in our first band, the Dyslexics, man. We went to a Voodoo Glow Skulls show, and we're like, oh, man, we want to play with these guys. It's going to be so fun when we get to. You know, so it's been like fucking 15 fucking years, and now we finally get to play with them, man. It's cool. We like that band, man.
Yeah.
Fucking pretty fucking rad. Riverside.
They've been telling Chicano story for a long-ass time. You know?
Yeah.
Cool, man. You should have them on the show. I bet they'll come down and...
Yeah. There's talk about that, man. They said they might want to come down and do some. Right. So, yeah, man. So you guys are going to play another song. Tell us about this song, man. What's it called?
Well, looks like we're going to do one of our tunes. Yeah?
Which one, bro?
Let's do...
Yeah, I'm sick of fucking Los Lobos songs now, man. I want to hear some fucking Orleans.
Why do you love Amba?
What about me? What about...
You ain't ready for us, homie. We'll be right back.
dome, a web of wires, like a branch down in the sky, where pigeons bop the melodies, conducted by the it all too, yeah.
Like I just like, pulled off of a nice ollie, and I got a yeah, thank you, and I feel it, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. We have an applause sound effect too. We got some sound effects.
Like, yeah, some board slapping.
Bust that out. Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
We got different kinds of applauses too. Some with cheering, like we got a stadium clapping and shit. Yeah, all right, Olin. All right.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Woo. Oh, man, that was cool, man. What was that called?
That one's called The Last Chicano.
Oh, cool.
And it's not about, you know, like...
That ain't ever going to happen, huh?
Right, right.
Hopefully.
No. Hopefully, did you say hopefully?
Unless we all reproduce. Go back, right?
Yeah, we reproduce, man. Shit. Yeah, man. So you guys got another one you're going to play or what? I see you guys mulling around, man.
Yeah, well, we're looking at our list here. How about we do another tune?
from Evangeline. Okay, it's called I Walk Alone. This is for TC, Chris Chavez.
Radio Pod.
Thank you, David Hidalgo, Luis Perez, and Cedar's even in there singing their song. Yeah.
Man, that sounded great, man. Hey, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh! Jim Jones, my love.
Skid Row, LA.
So I devil to you that I'm gonna rob. You might laugh and you might giggle, but I pop your head open like a pimple. Clap, pam, pam. Blood all over the place. Add some color to that pale face. Once you were pink, now you fucking red. Now you Cherokee, cause you're fucking dead. That's how I live, like fucking Mudeta. I kick up my toes and I take that feria. Except when I do it, it's a crime. Even though you white devils do it all the time. So now you listen close like you don't understand. But how you fuckers think you got the fucking land? You motherfuckers took everything that mine. Now you wanna take my spirit and my mind. Set it up for the new world order. Lots of don't wanna listen and time's getting shorter. I see you fell for the fucking scam. So now you pass the Vaseline to Uncle Sam. They fucked you up and got your brains.
So nowadays you're putting on the chains. They wanna brand me with an ID chip, but I got my grip on a full loaded clip in the ends. Justify the means on your app, killing greedy fiends. I put your ass in Avalon, 'cause this time I bring it down Babylon. Just like river dancing on the mic, I'm enhancing the microphone. I stand alone, you're all clones, like the roots. It's just like this, all whack MCs that get the boots, the Timberland or the lugs. It's just like this, they're all bugs, like thugs think they're all ruggish, but in the reality they're all rubbish. They should go back and take a shower. I devour MCs when I claim the fame and power. That's my crew, I left you black and blue and light in the street in the roly-poly. You pray, holy Jesus, who's gonna save me? No, not you. I'm coming at you, and you don't got a clue. Like Scooby-Doo and all the friends, I don't give a fuck, rock the mic until my very end. 50 years of age, I still be catching rage. Front page of the Times, best one knows how to rhyme.
Just a temple, it houses my philosophies of things all around me. But never would have known that the Putnam could have grown into a peaceful young buck. I've had a lot of luck, 'cause from the time I was torn from the womb, you should have seen me. But shooting out a brother, the bombing on graffiti on the freeways and buses, my mentor discusses the things move in circles. So I chose the name Osiris to prepare me for a life I wanted to be free of materialism. So he said, let it be. Now I'm looking all around and I'm checking out the scenes. Life ain't what it seems, life is but a dream. A quote from the planets and I thank them for the message. I wonder if I told my boys what they tried to get. This power of the soul to take control of our destiny. Come with me, feel the vibe. Let the people know that they're alive. Reinstate that universal tribe. Unleash the fire that's inside. Awaken and sing with me. Come along and sing along with me. Get up, stand up, jump and sing. Babylon, I catch a fire before the morning. Get up, stand up, jump and sing. Babylon, I catch a fire before the morning. Get up, stand up, jump and sing. Fire in Babylon.
Taking it to a whole other level for you to enjoy. Put down your automatic toys. Get your hoodie on the gas door. Hands on the ass. Get down on it until your face gets sore. We see our music for the hardcore.
Every day I bring rockets. Rolling in a bucket. Rollerblade wheels on a pair of crutches. Lunches and brunches. All day munches. High all day. Every day is how I function. I sleep all day and party every single night. More late night cruising through the streets of Oil Heights. Now I'm drunk on my knees. Begging how many please. I'm trying to get away from the holiday that we did. Living life to the fullest with hoes that are clueless. My clothes get blows every time that we do this. We'll change to the game, fuck the party to pay. Stack it up, live it up with different hookers every day. Living
live. Our souls get blown every time that we do this. Change to the game, fuck the fortune and pain. Back it up, hit it up with different hookers every day.
Idiots sit and put our bounties on these hookers' backs. Smoke out, get drunk, and eat about 100 Big Macs. Some call us slacks, but we just on constant vacation. Plenty of BJs and relaxation.
Now grab your damn partner, kind of dosey dose. Do a stack load of crack and maybe overdose. We got tools, find a team, and I'll be running drugs. Don't we go bounce in the ghetto, yo.
They tell us just say no to drugs. That's like telling Tupac not to be a thug. We just want to have fun. Smoke blunts, smoke blunts. Forget being on the run. Rest in peace, a big pun. Up in heaven with the sun.
It's the big bass, it's your ground, where the wicked. Always party with that hoes that got liquor and beer. Got the food down the panties and spank the panties. Despising all hookers out with granny and living life to the fullest with hoes that are clueless. Our souls get blows every time that we do this. Change in the game, fuck the horse in the pain. Stack it up, live it up with different hookers every day. Living life to the fullest with hoes that are clueless. Our souls get blows every time that we do this. Change in the game, fuck the horse in the pain. Stack it up, live it up with different hookers every day.
We a bunch of clowns. Love to mess around. Real good people never frown. Unless you bring drama, then we got to get down. But other than that, we just love the lounge. Do a different voice here and then. Look at Brown Riddle, he's flipping out again. A party atmosphere we always deliver. Never bring the drop, go diggers. Cause only you know dig out a bus is a mouthful of blooded rubbers.
But now don't be tripping, cause we on a mission. The lyrical uplift, out of control vision. If you can't see me now, you can't see me at all. I'm splatter your balls up against all over the walls. On your knees, you'll fall. Like a hooker on call, got to put you on WWF Warriors Raw. Like the little rascals, your water got your castle. But we can smoke out, drink beers without a hassle. Living life to the fullest with hoes that are clueless. Our shows get blows every time that we do this. We'll change in the game, fuck the horse in the pain. Stack it up, hit it up with different hookers every day. Living life to the fullest with hoes that are clueless. Our shows get blows every time that we do this. We'll change in the game, fuck the horse in the pain. Stack it up, hit it up with different hookers every day.
This is Karen Centerfold. Call in to the More Music Radio Pod, 1-800-893-9562. Call in.
All right, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're here with Olin. Man, we've been hearing some good shit, man. I'm having a good time. How about you guys?
Well, I just heard the Brown Town Looters.
Yeah, man, Brown Town Looters, man. Live life to the fullest.
I just saw some Downtown Looters myself.
Funny thing, yeah, there was a we're smack in the middle of Downtown Los. And, you know, it's a movie scene. You know, they're popping off fake caps as if...
Yeah, they're filming a movie downstairs. It makes it really hard to get parking, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Parking.
Yeah, it was kind of...
$5.
It was a struggle, but then, you know, that's, you know, everything is, right?
Yeah, you hear gunfire and stuff, and you can't tell if it's a movie or real life, you know, at least in my neighborhood.
But it's bringing income into the city, right?
Right.
Right.
In one way or another.
Gangster-ass Tony Villaraigosa loves that dough, boy.
Yeah, you know that? I heard that his last name is actually a mixture of his name and his wife's name or something. Is that?
Well, he's from our neighborhood.
What's up with that?
You know, he's...
There's a lot of gangsters in our neighborhood.
Can we say, you know, he made it in a way. I just remember one time we did a show at we're doing a show somewhere and I just wanted to know he's such a gangster and he was, you know, hanging out with the band because he was like, he actually introduced us and he told the joke and fucking and he went around like giving everyone a high five, and Gilbert, our bass player, left him hanging big time. Yeah, straight left him hanging. And Tony's like this, yeah, and Gilbert's like, you know,
oh man. So now you see him and you're like, hey man, I thought you knew me, man.
Well, Gilbert left him hanging, so we got him.
Cool, brother.
It's not every day you get a mayor, huh? Get a mayor, huh?
And to leave him hanging like Gilbert did, that was funny.
Yeah, man, we heard some rap music just a while ago, man. We heard Olean with Morning Glory.
Ooh, same one. 1997.
Yeah, man.
1997, the end of the True School hip hop.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys did True School.
We did True School too.
The sequel. And this one, you know, they always say the sequel sucks, but this one, actually, the sequel was better.
Morning Glory, man. You know what that means, man. Like, it means a lot. Like, Morning Glory, I was reading these Carlo Castaneda books, and at the time, you know, Morning Glory, like that herb, you know, that's also like a hallucinogen.
You're talking about the seed of the Morning Glory bloom?
Yes.
So, you know, at the same time, you know, all this is going on, and then we got like new stuff going on. We're experiencing like peyote ceremonies, or, you know, getting invited to like sweat lodges.
Have you guys ever done that?
Oh, of course. We've been part of that scene too. We're part of many scenes.
I never did that. So what goes on there when you do that? Take us step by step. Yeah. I want to go. Let's pretend that you're taking me on a peyote trip.
How naked were you and and how high? And
are you prepared to sweat? That's the thing. That's the question I tell my coworkers in the office, you know, like, do you sweat? You know, you stay in the office, you stay lethargic with your fingers, but do you sweat? You know, like, you have to sweat.
I'm sweating right now, but because I'm fat, though.
That's good.
And that's why it's special.
It's a self-flagellation kind of, you know, force yourself into a meditative, you know, but you're perceptive of everything that's going on, you know, and you're suffering. Just like going into a Catholic thing
it's like a spiritual thing. Like some people, they do that ayahuasca. You ever heard about that?
But it's physical.
You drink the ayahuasca thing.
Well, that's a South American. Yeah.
South American, yeah. I heard about that. I never did that.
This is kind of how we kind of, I mean, well, at least me and maybe a lot of others, but we come, you know, we come as immigrants 500 miles over who knows how long. We get to this land that's, it's another indigenous people's lands out here. And so we come with respect, you know, kind of thing. And we try to commune with them in their ceremony and be like, all right, cool. You know, like we're presence here too. You know, we're in the Southwest. We're like an older, you know, an older version of you or younger, whatever. But, you know, we try to kick it with them. You know, you know, it's like that, like in LA, everything, you know, we all try to kick it, you know. Like, tell them about that South African wedding we had. That was off the hook.
You guys had a South African wedding?
Yeah, it was the only time I was glad we ever got burned for a gig. We've been burned for many gigs in our lifetime, but we, I don't know, somehow it had to be, you know, 10, 15 years ago, maybe, you know, 10 years ago, but I remember now. I was playing a trumpet in the ELAC Latin Jazz Band, just messing around, having fun, and got a gig from some African dude who was from Sierra Leone, and his mom had just passed away, and so he hired me, a trumpet player. I was playing trumpet with the trombone player to play a couple, you know, a song at a gravesite. Boom, we did it and pulled it off somehow. And then he hires Olean to play his son's wedding and shit. And it was a big old thing in South Pass, but you know, so we I don't even know if we ever got music ahead of time, but we had to learn some African grooves, and then they put us on stage, and then here comes out, you know, Big Mom with the headdress.
And a lion and is this, like in the
this
corner.
Dude, this dude, dark as charcoal, man, gets on a Strat and plays that delayed guitar. That boom, 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 boom,
boom. Did they have the ladies with the big long chichis hanging down and shit and the neck bracelets? Or
no, but there was limbo. Like I never seen in my life.
So it's like this floating music, you know, and that it was, again, part of this world journey that we've been on for a long time.
And, the cool thing is that we're playing jarochos, you know. Jarocho music is like this, you know, Gulf music of Mexico type, like Cuban, Afro.
Yeah.
And we electrified it and made it like high life, kind of like what their music is. So we were grooving, like we had that party going. We, you know, like Rollo, our drummer was, you know, he got props. Like everybody was like at the end of the day, oh man, that drummer.
Oh shit.
And we, you know, that was one of our best times. We have a film of that somewhere.
But in the end, we got burned for, like, the guy who was supposed to pay us, like, a few hundred bucks, and the check never came.
He paid you in bones.
I wish, man. Yeah. But it was kind of, like, it worked itself out. It was just,
so you guys had enough fun where just, like, fuck
yeah,
it, man.
It's like one of those instantaneous things on stage where you kind of adjust to different people and their energy that they bring, and kind of like being this backup band that
you're like the conduit, right?
We've been
really fortunate to back up a lot of people or just play as a band or someone else sings stuff. And anyway, it's just we love learning, and we'll probably hopefully keep doing it. You know,
and in that list, we've done it with, you know, with Willie G from the Demonators, and actually like work with him, play with him, get our ass kicked by him. With Zach De La Rocha, we did a really cool a show with him and played his original music where Zach sang. I mean, Zach sings. You always hear him go, "Wah!"
Yeah.
You know, but like the fucker could sing. And so we fucking, you know, we got to do a thing with him. And
he drives a Prius. So he's also like down for that. for the earth. So that's pretty cool.
And white jigs.
Well, cool, man.
It's all good. He was a cool cat to work with, right?
Yeah,
I thought so.
Man, you guys have been lucky to work with like a lot of people, man. A lot of well known people too. A lot of people who do good shit too, man.
Well, it's not the easiest thing to do, you know. Fuck, you know. But they usually come in and school us. So that's we try to be open to that. And for some reason, we're the last resort, so we take it.
Speaking of Angeline.
Yeah, well, I mean, it really shows that you guys have learned a lot, man, since you guys have started. I mean,
keeping a band together for as long as 17 years, it goes beyond the usual walls that you hit, you know, which is, you know, a lot of things, a bad gig, a bad tour. Right. You know,
this guy's looking at me wrong. Why is he in a bad mood?
You go home with these bad feelings, and this guy's old lady doesn't like this old guy's old lady, and you know, all these kinds of things. And you have a manager that you know, the things go wrong and stuff. So like, there's a lot of things to tear down a band, but here we are, you know, still friends and keeping it going, only because you gotta take those hits, man, and it's all about the recovery and coming back and remembering that we're just playing music. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, man. It shows, man. All the hard work's paid off, man. And you guys are still having fun, man. You know, that's what it's all about, too. I mean, once the fun goes away, it's just like there's no point in doing it, you know?
That's true.
I guess that's why one of the reasons why we actually learn different styles, because, like, we can, you know, we can learn something new, and it is fun, and sometimes it may be a little challenging, and sometimes we can do it, and sometimes we can't, but we try anyway, and who knows what's going to happen next year. Actually, I do. We're going to become Irish in the spring. Mexican.
What are you doing in the spring?
Every year we do our St. Patrick's Day show. We you know, pay tribute to Elvis Costello and the Pogues and do a particular record that we play every year. But this year we're going to, right after that, we'll be working on, we'll be actually doing a play. Yeah, the play that we're pitching to y'all right now, which is Evangeline, the Queen of Make Believe. So we're having spring's gonna be fun, you know, and it's gonna start with this Pogue show and then just explode with this play that we're working on, and it's gonna be at the LATC in spring.
Well, that's great, man. I'm really looking forward to that shit, dude. All right, man. So you guys are ready to play another song, man. Looks like you guys are.
Yeah. Ready, well, we're getting early to actually, we're moving quickly on midnight, and we're gonna play a good morning song.
All right,
called "Good Morning Aslan."
What key we doing? The song's gonna open up the play. It's gonna, and it does what it does, which is paints an East Low scene.
1967.
Okay.
place that I call home. When I get lost, I don't even got a nickel. There's a pizza place on my own. I gotta say 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, and gone. You can run, try to hide away. Here it comes, try another game.
Supper?
Supper.
All right, man.
Just melted into it. 1997.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Cool, dude. And you even played through a broken string, man. Angel?
I did, man. There's so much going on.
Man, that sounded great, man.
And, yeah.
Hey, you guys want to talk to the airliner? You want to call him up? Are you guys kidding or what?
Shit, who are we
going to
talk to?
There we go.
Saluma. Saluma.
What's the name of that band? Let's see if we can get that band on the line.
Well, Exile, he's a DJ, LA hip-hop DJ.
What's his name?
Exile. And then Blue is his rapper. He's been backing up.
Okay, Exile there? No, not Blue.
Blue or Exile?
You asked for them then. I don't know those. I don't know.
All right. I'll tell them if they want to come down. They want.
Yeah.
Nah, they're closed.
Probably going off right now. They can't hear the phone.
They're not going to answer.
Oh, well, we tried.
Thank you for calling the airliner. We are a live music venue located at 2419 North Broadway,
the joke's on you, buddy.
Los Angeles, California, 90031. Please visit our website at theairlinerla.com.
All right. Cool. We got a shout out to the airliner. I was trying to get Arlo to call in, man.
Oh, Miss Arlo.
Yeah, man. Arlo from Mr. Teasable.
We love you, Arlo.
Yeah, his girlfriend says that Arlo's trying to call in, but it's not going through.
Mm.
Shit. And that was like a half hour ago, so they're probably like, fuck it, we're not going to call in. Well, cool, man. You know what? Let's play another couple songs, unless you guys want to play with one broken string. So, we'll just take a break, and
that's
we're going to play...
That's the story of our documentary, by the way. That's the name of the title. Working title.
Not a couple broken strings?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Working title.
Cool. You can have it. Cool, man. So we'll be back after these songs on the More Music Radio Pod.
Gracias.
The More Music Radio Pod. Murderer, bro, with a real stable. She's a
ya estoy en el sueño por siempre. La muerte es más fuerte que la existencia.
Arlo and Mr. T's, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
Hi. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. Oh, we're calling Arlo right now. We're going to call Arlo. We're going to see if we can get him on the line. We want to talk to him. See if he picks up his phone. Here we go. The robot is dialing the phone.
Jack and Coke in one hand.
Early times in Pepsi. Yeah. Come on, Arlo.
Shall it?
Man, no one is picking up.
Arlo's sleeping.
Shit. We should call Tease, man. Maybe he's at... You think he's at Tease doing the show right now? Oh, man. Let me see.
Don't bring up that, man.
Yeah, I know.
We'll be doing a show in October 22nd.
That's right.
Salon de la Plaza.
Salon de la Plaza in Boyle Heights. It's on First Street, 1866.
With the Shag Rats. First Street.
Simone is with the Shag Rats and Wild Pink Horse. And what we're going to do is we're going to recreate another 60s night. 1960s, man, when our parents were getting nasty and being crazy,
yeah,
you know, and having a good time before we came along to fuck around.
Boning all hard
fucked
and
their lives
shit.
Up, right? You know?
Yeah, remember when mom and dad used to bone all hard? Remember when it was fucking, the thrill was
and
there?
Hang out
the
all night
was
and shit and fucking ditch the cops and, yeah. You know, and all that shit. And make it out to Hollywood if they could, you know, and if they would, they probably would come see a play like Evangeline that we're doing, man. We're going to be doing this play. You guys come down, take a look. It's going to be over at the Autry Museum, which is, you know, where you take your kids to the zoo, that the same parking lot, boom.
Yeah.
The Autry's right there. Mm-hmm. And we know the back door. Vince, we're going to work it out.
All right.
And we're going to do the, you know.
Leave it open.
Yeah. We're going to do the, we're doing the play from the 17th to the 21st, I believe. That's right. That's right. Coming up at the Autry. And then next year it's going to premiere, you know, down the street. But we're talking about what's coming up in the next few weeks.
Cool, man. Where can people find you on the internet?
Olinband.com. And come check it out because I've been updating the website. You know, I've been adding stuff. And in fact, this our last podcast is up there. And this one will be up in probably by Friday or Saturday. You guys are really quick with the turnaround. I love that.
Cool, man. Well, I'm gonna try to make it out to some of those things, man.
I'm in the two.
Ooh, I hope you guys had a good time tonight, man. I want to thank Olin. I want to thank Randy, Scott, Angel, and Gilbert for coming down and playing some music, man. I fucking love you guys, man.
Gracias, brother. Thank you. Super happy to be here, man. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick Jones from the Mormons is here. Just creeped in.
The dude that got molested by the Brown Town looters? Or
yes.
Is that you?
You got molested by them?
Well, that was, you know.
It was mutual.
I grew up that way, and they felt it. So.
Well, cool, man. Well, it looks like we come towards the end of the show. And before we go, I want to say thanks to Arlo for trying to call in. He said he tried to call in, but I guess we have a new system now, right, Jeremy? People can call in and...
Yeah, it's actually customized for each show. So when you call in, just press 1 when you want to go to the studio, go live. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I think you press 2 and you can leave a voicemail for the show.
Call up 800-893-9562. And can they call up like after hours or something and leave a message if they want?
Yeah, after hours, it will give you a choice to leave a message for each show by pressing, 1, 2, 3, whatever. And leave a message, and we'll play it on the air.
Yeah, man. I really think it sucks that we couldn't get Arlo on the line, man. You want to try calling him at Tease real quick?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. I gave you the number right there. Maybe I don't know if there's a show going on. It's open sometimes. Yeah. It's closed most of the time. You don't know when shit is happening. But Arlo's still there, man. And there's always a reason to go down to Tease.
That is the only reason.
Only reason, exactly.
But thank you for supporting Teatro in L.A. Hopefully that chick that wasn't like, charging our accounts and doesn't answer the phone. Remember that one fucking abuela that was fucking ripping everybody off behind the bar?
Oh, yeah. What was her name, man?
I don't know.
Paulina. The Russian broad. Oh, man. That's one of the bad guys in the saga of Mr. T's Bowl.
I don't know what the feed
is. If they even answer.
Glad I never tipped her, I'm sure.
I'll always love that place, though, man, even if they don't answer right now. I mean, I won't go back there until the current owner drops dead and somebody swoops in and saves it.
So then come see some teatro here in Los, man. Come out to the Autry. October.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Then.
Thanks, guys.
Doesn't look like the phone call is going to happen, but I mean, I will try to make my way out to the Autry. I'm going to find the back entrance. Try to let me know what the workers are wearing, because then if I could wear probably the same clothes, I could probably khakis. Just blend in.
Hey, Vincent, khakis.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Khakis, pants.
Dickies t-shirt. All right. I got it. I got that shit,
I'll just
man.
Go after work. I'll get in.
Yeah. Patrick could just wear his uniform that he wears at work, man. We come in and just
no
say,
question. Yeah, yeah.
I'm here to clean up the puke. Well, cool, man. Thanks, Oline, man. And anybody listening right now, I want everybody to know that we're the Mormons are playing with Voodoo Glow Skulls on Saturday, October 22nd at Alex's Bar. Yeah, we've been taking a little bit of a break. We got our old friend Jimmy back playing bass and...